Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and I hope you guys are happy and healthy.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is health.
And our title is, That Hurts. That Hurts. So Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, Rob was helping Taylor lift a desk, but then he hurt his foot.
You know, Rob meant well. It's okay. I think he will feel better. Only I hope that it isn't too serious. I guess we will find out today. Hey, that's a great idea. Let's do just that. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Rob's foot is numb. Taylor is worried. Is Rob's foot broken? Rob doesn't think so, but it is still sore. Taylor thinks Rob should go to the doctor. He will go tomorrow if his foot still hurts. Linda's toothache is better. She went to the dentist. He fixed it. A toothache can be serious. Linda will go to the dentist more often. Every 6 months is best.
Yesterday and today, we are learning about different kinds of hurts.
I guess we all get hurt sometimes, right? We have accidents and things just happen over time.
Yeah. So, Peter, can you explain what an accident is?
Well, you don't mean it to happen. It just does. And usually it's not good.
Yeah. Well, I do know something that is good. Learning from Christina. Here she is to show us our keywords.
被脚被掉下来的书砸到了，所以现在感觉有点麻。 His foot is numb. 形容词 numb就是麻木、失去感觉的。请注意 numb的字尾 b 是不发音的，而且 Rob 说他的腿还是很痛。His leg is still sore. 副词 still 表达仍然还是怎么样。 Rob 想再观察一下，如果明天还不好，他就要去看医生了。另外 ，Linda 的牙痛问题比较好一点了。Linda's toothache is better. 牙痛就是 toothache， 这是一个复合名词，因为 tooth 是牙齿 ，ache 是疼痛，所以牙痛就是 toothache。 Linda 听了 James 给的建议，已经去看过牙医了，牙医帮她处理了牙齿的问题。The dentist fixed her tooth. 动词 fix 表示修理、整理。James 很高兴 Linda 终于去看了牙医，因为牙痛也可能会是很严重的问题。A toothache can be serious. 形容词 serious 就是严重的、糟糕的。Hi
Rob, how is your foot today?
Hi, Taylor. It is better, but it is a little numb.
That is too bad. I'm a little worried about it. Maybe your foot is broken.
I don't think so, but my leg is still sore, too. If it still hurts tomorrow, I'll go to the doctor.
Going to the doctor is smart. That is my advice.
We should start with a short review of what happened yesterday. So, why is Rob's foot hurt?
He was helping Taylor with a desk, but some books dropped and hit his foot, and he also hurt his leg.
Yeah, he was trying to help, but he got hurt. That happens sometimes. And now Taylor wants to see how Rob is doing. I hope that Taylor doesn't feel too bad. It was only an accident.
And now Taylor asks about Rob's foot. She wants to know how his foot is. She asks, How is your foot today?
This is a great question to ask about something that has a problem. How is your family today? How is your cough today?
Rob says it is a little better, but a little numb. Numb, what does numb feel like?
That's hard to say, Peter, because when something is numb, you can't feel anything.
You're right. Sometimes when I sit too long, my legs get numb. I have to get up and walk around.
Aw, that's too bad. Well, I guess it will only get better from there. I'd be worried if it was a little numb.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about it, too. Maybe his foot is broken?
Well, that would not be good at all. If it is broken, then it is a serious problem. But I agree with Rob. If it still hurts tomorrow, he'll go to the doctor.
And if you say today's grammar point, then we'll go to Rebecca and learn more about it. Here she is right now.
Hello, friends. Wow, you are all so excited. I wonder why. Of course, it is grammar point time. Well, today you are going to learn how to say, if one thing happens, you will do something else. Let's look at some examples. First, if it rains tomorrow, I'll stay at home. Or if it is after 9 o'clock, I'll have to go home. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, if you learn this grammar point today, then you'll use it often. Can you think of at least one example, Peter?
Sure. If I get sick, then I will not go.
Well, if you get sick, then you will see the doctor.
Well, of course. That's because going to the doctor is smart. And going to Christina is smart, too. Here she is to make us all a little smarter.
Rob 的脚还是很痛。Taylor 想鼓励他去看医生。他说 ,Going to the doctor is smart. 去看医生是聪明的。这个句子的基本结构就是 something is smart. 而 Taylor 说的 going to the doctor 是动名词片语，它就是结构中的主词，代表 something. 所以看清楚了吗？类似的说法像是Traveling to Africa is expensive. 这里的动名词片语 traveling to Africa 就是主词。Saying no to your friends is not easy. 对你的朋友说 no 是不容易的。虽然 be 动词前面有复数的 friends, 但是因为它不是主词，所以动词不能用 are. 真正的主词是Saying no to your friends 这件事，所以要用单数的 is.
Thank you, Christina. That was very helpful. Let's try another sentence or two. Practicing together is good.
Going to the beach is fun, and watching a movie is relaxing.
Hey, Peter, could I ask you for some advice?If I want to do something this weekend, but I don't want to spend a lot of money, what should I do?
You should go to the park and take a break.
Oh, that sounds good, and I'll take one right now. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back. So most of us go to the doctor's office if we are feeling sick. But do you go to the doctor's office if you are feeling okay, like if you're not sick?
Sure. This is called a checkup. And I go to the doctor for a checkup every year.
Yeah, that is important. Friends, make sure to go and get your checkup. All right, well, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
Hi, Linda. How is your toothache?
Much better. After we talked, I went to the dentist. He fixed my tooth.
That's good. A toothache can be serious.
The dentist said that too. You should never ignore a toothache.
That's right. And you didn't.
I will go to the dentist more often now.
Go every 6 months. That's best. This is also something we should review. Why does Linda's tooth hurt?
Well, actually, we didn't know before. We just knew that it hurt, but she didn't want to go to the dentist. She was too scared. She never goes to the dentist.
Well, why? If she goes to the dentist will make the tooth better. And I think she learned that lesson too, didn't she?
Yes, she did. But, you know, I don't blame her. The dentist can be a little scary, especially if you are worried about a problem.
Well, how is her toothache?
It's much better.
Oh, good. Much better. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
Much better.
Much better. 好多了。
You're back at work. How are you feeling?
Much better.
How is your back?
Much better.
How is your stomach?
Much better. So how is work?
Much better. Now that you're back.
Much better.
Much better. 好多了。
Well, I am so glad that Linda is feeling much better. And do you want to learn more about this word much? Oh, good. There is always much more to learn with Christina. Here she is.
James 关心 Linda 的牙痛有没有好一点。Linda 的回答是 much better. 她的意思是 my toothache is much better.这里的 better 是比较级形容词，更好、比较好的意思，而副词 much 有强调的效果。much better 表示好多了，所以我们常常把副词 much 放在比较级形容词的前面，达到强调的效果。比如说 ，My father is much taller， 我爸爸高多了。Her office is much bigger， 她的办公室大多了。Their seafood is much more expensive. 他们的海鲜贵多了。
So after James gave Linda some advice, she went to the dentist. That was good advice.
Yes, James was very helpful. Let's look more at the sentence Linda says. After we talked, I went to the dentist.
So then, after an action, I did something. After dinner, I went for a walk. After reading the book, I saw the movie.
When Linda went to the dentist fixed her tooth. What does it mean to fix something?
Well, something has to be broken first. The car broke down. Then I got it fixed.The light was broken. My dad fixed it.
That's right. When my computer has a problem, I give it to a friend. He can always fix it. It's a serious problem when your computer is broken.
Yes, it is. But I still think that it is more serious when your tooth is broken than a computer.
Yes, I agree. That is a very serious situation.Now, you should never ignore a toothache.
When do we ignore problems?
Well, when we ignore something, we don't worry about it. We just let it go and go on.
That's right. Sometimes we have problems with a friend. We should talk about it, but instead, we ignore it. Well, a toothache is a problem. That is hard to ignore because it hurts so much.
Well, Linda learned her lesson.I will go to the dentist more often now.
I agree. Well, friends, now it's time for us to review. Let's look at those keywords together.
Here's our first key word of the day. Numb. Numb. My hands feel cold and numb.
Still. Still. Does Peter still live in Taipei?
Toothache. Toothache. I have a toothache. I need a dentist.
Fix. Fix. My dad can fix your car.
Serious. Serious. Don't smile. This is serious. Friends, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Hi, Rob. How is your foot today?
Hi, Taylor. It is better, but it is a little numb.
That is too bad. I'm a little worried about it. Maybe your foot is broken.
I don't think so, but my leg is still sore, too. If it still hurts tomorrow, I'll go to the doctor.
Going to the doctor is smart. That is my advice.
Hi, Linda. How is your toothache?
Much better. After we talked, I went to the dentist. He fixed my tooth.
That's good. A toothache can be serious.
The dentist said that too. You should never ignore a toothache.
That's right. And you didn't.
I will go to the dentist more often now.
Go every 6 months. That's best.
Whoa, look at these emotions. These are different things that we feel. And we use two different words here today, well and good. Let's talk about them.
That's right. You can say, I feel well. This means that you're feeling okay.
Well, good and well. Good is an adjective. We also use good when we're talking about emotions. Let's see. After helping him, I felt good. Now, what about this word, well?
Well, we can say, my head hurts. I don't feel very well.
Well is an adverb. It also is used to describe health. Like you said, my head hurts. I don't feel well. Now, let's look at some of these other emotions. What do we see here?
Well, the first one I see is someone angry. This emotion is angry. I get angry when my sister takes my things.
And when we get angry, we don't feel well at all. I like this other one, the green one. I feel happy. I feel good.
That's right. I feel happy when I get a present. I feel happy when I pass the test.
And I feel happy when we watch Jungle Chit Chat. Friends, let's take a look together.
Hey, Ginger. Is your leg still sore?
Well, a little, but it feels much better now.
That's good. Oh.
Oh. James, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Do you have a toothache?
Well, yes, but it's not serious.
James, you should go to the dentist.
But Ginger, I'm afraid of the dentist.
Don't be scared. The dentist can help you.
But sometimes it hurts when the dentist helps.
Don't be silly. You're going to the dentist.
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah! Come on, let's go, James. Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
Go. Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I was just brushing my teeth. I brush my teeth at least 2 times a day. Do you? Taking care of our teeth is very important. Did you know that good health starts in your mouth? It's true.
How often do you brush your teeth? Dentists recommend that people brush their teeth well at least 2 times a day. You should use a good toothbrush and toothpaste. Also, use floss to clean between your teeth. To make sure your mouth is extra clean, you can use mouthwash to kill germs in your mouth. Besides brushing your teeth every day, you should also visit a dentist once every 6 months. The dentist can check your teeth and give them a good cleaning. Having healthy teeth and gums does more than give you a nice, bright smile. Studies show that when people have healthy teeth and mouths, they have healthy bodies. Having a healthy mouth can lower your chance of getting heart disease. It can also help to improve your memory. Moms who have healthy teeth also have healthy babies. There's a phrase that is really true. Healthy mouth, healthy you.
Wow, having a healthy mouth is very important. I'm glad I brush my teeth so often. This reminds me, I haven't seen my dentist in a long time. I should make an appointment to see him soon. Thanks for visiting today, friends. I'll see you next time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. And I think we all learned that going to the dentist and the doctor is a smart thing to do.
Yes, and you know what? I will make my appointment after this.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, friends, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.